Tonight, a United Nation goes forward with the determination to win this war and bring about a just and enduring peace.
Daddy, who is Sean Kennedy?
Well, Sean Kennedy was just the guy who started talking to people all over the world through an internet radio station called Rant Radio. Eventually, thousands of people all over the world would listen to him talk every Monday night about things that were happening in the world and the things that were going to happen. You see, Sean wasn't governed by anyone or anything. What he screamed into the internet was there for all to see. But that was when we still had rights and freedoms.
There's not enough of you to shoot us all. You, the few swaggering conquerors. There's no room in a decent world for you and your kind. We little people, thousands, millions of us, will join together and crowd you out of...
Oh, shit, go! Cut off the intro there.
That was my intro. Oh, shit, go, Sean!
Oh, shit, go! That's pretty much, that may as well be my fucking intro of my life.
Oh, shit, go, Sean!
Pretty much, that's pretty much my fucking existence. Welcome to the Sean Kennedy Show, episode number 57. We have topic tonight, which is stock up on knowledge now while you still can. That's tonight's topic. But we have a subtopic tonight, which got revealed to me by Samarian just a little while ago. It's like this. We do 200 fucking gigs a day in bandwidth. And if we don't get some more mirrors, Rant Radio is going to die. And I'm not shitting you, okay? So, just to scare the fuck out of everyone listening right now, if you dig Rant Radio and you want to help us, we don't need money, because money can't pay for this shit.
No.
Steal bandwidth. If you can get us a... And I'm not talking about a cable modem, okay? Not even if you have 30 cable modems, all right?
Your work, your school.
Your work, your school, whatever. Fucking beg, borrow, steal. We need bandwidth or we're going to die. Okay, not to scare you, but the next three or four shows, if we don't get some more fucking bandwidth within the next like 10 shows, there could be some serious problems.
All yes.
Right, and I don't want to
We don't want to go there, right?
Yeah, I don't want to die because I got too big. That would suck.
We got too popular, Sean. God damn it.
God damn it. We got too big, so we died. So if anyone out there's got some bandwidth or you know people, you can steal some. If you can fucking steal bandwidth from Scientologists, I really don't care.
Tap into their line.
I don't care. I don't care, but we need to get some fucking bandwidth. Okay? Right on. This is Sean Kennedy's show where I'm going to beg, and episode number 57, and yep. You are free to distribute this forms and all forms of this broadcast, and I hope you do, so you can cut down on our bandwidth. Going through the IRC tonight, the people who made it to the IRC was, let's see now, we got Smokehouse, Snake, Zandad, Pyro, African Love Turtle, Alien Binary, Alpha 736, Angelica 80211...
On the wireless.
Oh, on the wireless. Oh,
80211
wireless. Angelica Filestone, Aaron Green Monkey, Apanthry, Apoc, R-Virus, Azathoth, Barcode, Bastardgeist, Cerulean Cypher, Citizen Steely Dan, Commies in the Can, Copper Top, Kyle 23, Curious Jill, Delamorcha, Delusion, Droopy, Drop Tech, Enoshian, Festity Penis, Foz, Gorillaz, Gorillaz, fucking Guru, Loop Guru.
Gorillas. Gorillas in the mess.
Spelled all elite. Guardian Super Chicken, Hero Killer, Id Fungus, K16 Night School, Kadath, K-Boy, StarCraft, Kello, Kexler, Lentium, Lento, Linux Chick, Loser, Mick J, Napkin, Paladin, Pretender Australia, Prophet Doodle, Psychic 4, no, Psychic TV, sorry. Ratfucker, Ratsputin, Ricky Rocket, Rose. Hey, Rose.
Hey, Rose.
Soul Raper, Sapphire Shade, Shadow Doom, Shaggy's Shower for Missy. Jesus Christ, there's a lot of people tonight.
Too many.
Sir Dark, Sith, Sold Out, Southpaw Samurai. Good to see you, buddy. Spudley, Star Baby Stats, Sifiel, Dowdy Cheese, The Bug, Temple Night, Transistor, Trauma, Troxxyzos, Turmoil, Turnspike, Off Vampire This Morning, Wiggle, Poppy, Whopper, WS Ninja, Yerky, Zero Sum, Zootroy, Soul Trance, D-Day Species, Patrick, Lieutenant Major Zombie, and Alter Ego.
Thanks for coming out to the show. Good night, everyone.
Hang on.
Oh, Internet!
We still have some time.
Oh, okay.
Now, if you actually have some bandwidth or access to bandwidth, don't send shit to me. Send it all to Sim. info@rantradio.com.
Yes.
Okay, and don't say, I think I can get some. Don't waste my fucking time. Okay?
Like, exactly.
It's kind of getting to the point where, if it wasn't this critical, Sim would be talking about it. But I'm talking about it, and I never ever talk about station stuff.
Got to put some power behind it, so give it to Sean.
Give it to Sean. Sean, if we don't get some bandwidth...
We shrivel up in the corner, die.
the station dies. Oh, well, there's a few people who might give a shit about that. So if you can help, info@rantradio.com. If you got some news stories that you can contribute, that's great. You can get me at theman@rantradio.com.
Yeah.
Now, on to the fun stuff. Photoshop. Yes, this week's Photoshop was brought to you by Sabo. On this wonderful link, which Sim's going to post right now in the IRC, it's all about Scientology, but if you go down near the bottom, there's a Scientology fun fact, which I can't believe they don't publish, but this one's known. One of the most famous Scientologists was Charlie M. Manson.
Really?
Who used the Scientology brainwashing technique to convince his followers to kill for him.
Hey, it worked.
Hey, it works. So tonight's Photoshop challenge is to Photoshop Scientology and Charles Manson together.
Put them in a blender, spit them out in Photoshop.
You betcha. We want it. We're going to put it up on our page. It's Scientology and Charles Manson together in one great...
You can have fun with that. I know it.
It'll be good. So we got some feedback here. We got a big letter here I'm going to read. So here we go. We got feedback. Hey, Samarian and Sean. Note, this is long. I won't be offended if you just delete it. Now, that's a great way to start your email.
Yes, it is.
Okay, because
we have the option of deleting it.
It makes me feel good, especially when people send me long ones. I wanted to give you both some good news. Well, good news is good.
Yeah.
I don't think I mentioned this to you, Sean, but I'm a student at a small college where I'm earning a degree in English. They got bandwidth there. Focus on writing. Also, studying literature, visual arts, studio design. You know, you said friends don't let friends take arts, but you can eat my ass. Okay, well, I'll be eating your ass and probably giving you money for it, because that's the only way you're going to make some. As a result of what I've learned already, I'm an on-air DJ. Well, that's good for you.
That's good. That's very good.
With a local college radio station, well, as a promotions coordinator. My job is to talk on the air, play music, and think of new ways to get the word out about a radio station. Perfect! Because of my background in English and VA, whatever the fuck that is.
Visual arts.
Oh, okay, thanks. I was promoted to a coordinator position that can help me get a job on another station when I graduate.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, boy.
Radio stations.
Radio stations are
the funnest ever.
Are they? Never worked for one. I imagine I'd probably kill someone with the politics.
You would very quickly.
Think so?
The politics. It's just, you're going to play this, and you're going to say this. Oh, that's a fun job. Well, you may not get no artistic freedom. No, you don't.
Well, that would
suck. And you get paid nothing to do it. It sucks ass.
You get to slurp on my long cock. I talked to Samarian and requested to use some liners for porn on beta because I was doing a shift during winter break that had no format. He had sent me some excellent liner, and as a result, porn on beta has received more airplay than FCC can ignore. By law, my documentation of playing new POB requires the FCC and Music Billboard charts to recognize porn on beta as being a significant industrial band in new music.
Recognize, bitch.
Yeah, representing.
Yo.
If enough POB gets aired, there could actually be a write-up about Welcome to Real Life in a publication called CMJ, College Music Journal. CMJ is sent to all major college stations, as well as ones that aren't licensed broadcasts in the range of majors, blah, blah, blah. I feel like a punk ass because I haven't been able to rig up something to rip the broadcast yet, so I can upload it to the FTP site for you. Sim. I just don't have the equipment and the shows that are about four cassettes long.
I don't need the whole thing. Just part of it. Just the porno beta part.
Well, actually, you probably would like the whole thing because you're just a fiend that way. However, now that the temp shift is over, I've been approached by music department and programming director and request that I host a weekly industrial metal darkwave electronica show next semester.
Sweet.
Wow. He's not combining fuck all there, is he?
Not at all.
Can you host that fucked up boogie woogie music? I have already agreed to this, and when it happens, I'm sure it's helpful. Recording as much as I can. As for the effectiveness of this sort of vigilante radio play, you can consult the last couple of issues of CMJ, in which Punkervot, Icon of Coil, and KMFDM have charted nationally. On Monday, the radio station 360 playback system will be loaded with porn on beta liners so that any DJ can cue it up with a couple of buttons. Until then, I've been using a CD to play them. I've been including spoken word pieces on my shifts as well, including Henry Rollins and Trent Reznor's I Know You, a haunting piece about living outside society. The feedback was positive enough, I could feel on some SKTFM spoken word pieces as long as they are clean. Hope is clean. Wear body armor is clean.
There you got two of them.
Yeah, Hope and Wear Body Armor. I think I did another spoken word piece as well, didn't I?
Ooh.
I did Hope.
You'd have to ask Smokey about that.
I don't
remember two of them, those two.
I did Hope and Wear Body Armor, and I think there's a couple of rants that are clean. I think the abortion rant might be clean.
Consult your local smokehouse.
Yeah, consult your local smokehouse. Yeah, I'm sure there might be. There's got to be one or two I did.
Yeah.
Sean, your ego is soon to be broadcast over an FM frequency that spans two states. You know, assuming you're cool with that.
No, we hate it.
No, I hate that. No, go ahead. Fuck, I don't care. Does the FM frequency got some bandwidth? Sim, if you could email me about an address to send money for shipping and shit, I'd like to buy a POB shirt.
So
anyone else would like to buy a POB shirt or anything else, like as well CDs?
Yeah, if you're interested in POB shirts.
Send Sim money for his fucking album. Otherwise, he won't make another one and everything will fail.
Everything's failing.
Does anybody know who this head belongs to? This is Samarian. He's dead. And just to add insult to injury, the FAA took all the fucking albums with them. To include a Ram Radio sticker in every prize package I send out, since I'm in charge of all prizes and giveaways.
Woohoo!
Awesome. I have to know, however, what the hell would you do with a four-hour recording of my DJing and talking? Keep in mind, it's longer than a cassette can hold. Until I buy a liner card for my laptop, I can't... a tuner card for my laptop. You can get a tuner card for a laptop? I can't promise anything. So I just hope you like the photos. I'm looking into another tuner card as a professional expense. No compromises since I'm not rolling in money. No promises since I'm not rolling in money. Sorry. If you actually read this far, I'm fucking astounded. No, I can really read, honestly. And thank you for what you do. Ram Radio is the sort of thing that will get the world through blindness. Will get the world through the blindness it's being stifled by. Yes, but only if we get more bandwidth.
More bandwidth.
Seriously, man, I want fucking another. Anybody wants to make like some promos that we can put in the station for bandwidth? My suggestions are things like zombies going bandwidth. Oh no, Captain Jack, there's zombies. What are they? They're bandwidth zombies from the RI. Hey, they will destroy Rand Radio unless we can destroy them with the bandwidth thrower. You know, something like that. That's some bandwidth, fucker. You know, that kind of a thing. You can make bandwidth promos if you want to do some sound stuff. Anybody out there wants to make sound for bandwidth
we
promos?
Love it.
Seriously, like, huge push next 2 weeks for fucking bandwidth,
yes.
Guys. Or we die. Yeah.
And you'll hear this.
Sucks, huh?
Yeah,
so,
sucks.
I hope to take a trip to Canada, possibly with my girlfriend, who you know as Angry Monkey, in the IRC. I'd love to take you guys out for coffee or even dinner.
Well, sounds good.
I eat a lot. I'm fat. And if I do, that's cool with either of you. I'd love to go for dinner with you and your wife. I think it'd be great. Thank you both for everything, Alien Binary. Very, very cool. So, now, one person who's sexy is Dave. Very sexy. He's long and tall and sexy. Why is he sexy? Because he gave us bandwidth. That's right. You're noticing a theme here tonight. He sent us a letter saying, well, I mirrored everything. Ran out of server space, so I compressed sktvm.tv with high compression zip. Mainly, I wanted to mirror the files that I have, count them one mirror. Okay, if you have one mirror and you have bandwidth, then talk to Sim. Get him to tell you what we need to mirror first. Might need to delete one file and one file to tell me it was downloaded, blah, 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 blah. Anyways, I was watching SKTFM TV in backwards order while uploading to the server. That's some stuff right here.
That's dangerous to do. Watch them in order.
You betcha. Thanks for kicking ass about life, David. Very, very cool. Thank you, David.
There's the mirror in the IRC if anybody cares. There you go.
There's the mirror in the IRC.
Sure, if they want to download from there.
Oh, nice. Okay, well, that's cool.
I just posted.
Nice. And Kindling Boy, dear Sean, I'm sitting here in Canada thinking of my rights being bent and broken by school system in the U.S. schools, having more security than prisons. I hate sitting idly by while the youth are being randomly searched and have to go through metal detectors. I can't believe people think their school systems work. Perhaps the history of school shootings and effects on school security and safety might make a topic for a good episode. I could be wrong. No, you're not wrong. It's just that you got to understand that... I believe in doing things with a point. We all know that students, aka kids, have no rights.
Yes.
The only way that they can ever make a stand up is to, they got to use the system for them, they got to make a scandal out of it. You know what I mean?
And works the system against itself.
You have to kind of turn the system on itself. The only reason why that security there is because schools are no more dangerous than they were 20 years ago.
No.
They're not. It's just that people are more terrified, and the fact that they're playing up, oh, there's super predators in high school, that's just to whip up this frenzy for to make you buy more SUVs to keep the super predators from, you know, carjacking you. That's pretty much the what the fuck's going on here. So
exactly. It's all about hype.
It's all about hype and terror. For more information on hype and terror, go see Bowling for Columbine.
Oh, yeah.
And that'll sort you the fuck out on that whole issue.
It'll give you all the real stats of what's going on.
Pretty much. In general news, speaking of mismanagement, death by mismanagement. And this is from D, because I don't want to say her whole name. This is from Times Online UK. Former NASA advisors and engineers came forward yesterday to say the space agency not only ignored their warnings about a shuttle disaster was inevitable, but dismissed them for making their views public. The shuttle's going to blow up. Shut up.
We don't want to hear that.
The shuttle's going to blow up. No, shut up. Another senior aerospace engineer, Don Nelson, who wrote President Bush last August giving a warning of catastrophic shuttle accident, said he had resigned from NASA in January 99 after being reprimanded twice for not using proper channels to raise safety concerns. Not using proper channels.
Fill out Form 3 in quadruplicate, and
You know what's funny? If you're on a gun position in the artillery, you can be a lowly fucking one-hook private nobody recruit.
Yeah.
And if at any point on an artillery gun position you say, stand fast, no one by law is allowed to move.
What does that mean?
That means, hi, we're loading this big howitzer and we're firing rounds.
Yeah.
And they're fucking off. If some recruit goes, stand fast, none of us can do anything. We can't load. We can't fucking
Everyone
move.
Stops.
They stop what they're doing until, and if there's a four-star fucking general on that gun position, he cannot do shit until that recruit says, cancel, stand fast.
Really?
Yes.
Because you got to find out what the fuck he's talking about.
What are you talking about? And until that recruit knows it's safe, then he can cancel stand fast. You better know what the fuck you're doing. Otherwise, because
that's just about to say that.
The next movement that'll happen is everybody killing you. But you better fucking know what's going on. But that's just in the Canadian artillery. So I refuse to believe.
That's a good plan. Actually.
It's a fucking deadly plan. So I refuse to believe that people working with a spaceship have a less effective safety mechanism than a bunch of Canadian mud gunners.
Yeah.
Okay, I'd like to know what the fuck that's about. Now, I spoke with Ronan Sariad the other day when he's over in Bosnia right now.
Yep.
For more pictures of... actually, I'm not going to publish that.
You missed them. Too bad.
Yeah, sorry.
They were up. They're gone.
They're gone. one of the things is I was talking to him about it. I said, yeah, did you hear about the shuttle? He goes, yeah. Oh, you don't seem too concerned. He's like, look, dude, I'm in an area where 8,000 people got killed in 24 hours. Yeah. There's 7 people got killed in the fucking minivan. Okay, they're using this as a tool. And it's true. It's funny how you can see propaganda. And propaganda is everywhere. They're turning this shuttle disaster. Oh, it's a big flag. Yeah, it's shitty that they died. Don't get me wrong.
That's right.
Okay, it's shitty that 7 people died. But guess what? 7 people died today from smoking.
Probably way more than that.
Yeah, so...
More than that died,
you know,
from car accidents.
People fucking die.
More died from nothing. Stabs in the back.
You know, seriously. So, how many people died from that Chinese term for overworking in third world countries? What are they...
Given a name.
Are they worth less than these fucking... Than these astronauts? Like, don't get me wrong. I understand the loss of human life. I'm just saying that let's not let our emotions be used against us.
Yeah. How many people died in the streets from... freezing.
Yeah, like...
Because they don't have a blanket.
Yeah, we should keep track of what's going on.
Put it in perspective.
Don't let yourself get too whipped up in the nationalization of the fucking, you know, the disaster. Okay.
Believe me, it's just for a news story. They need something on TV, and an explosion's pretty exciting, right?
And if they had the money, they'd build one of these fuckers, a space elevator. Here's the link for it. The Columbia disaster could spur for a fast development, a radically different approach to reaching the outer space. The space elevator. Okay, it's not that radically different, but they've been talking about it since the 50s. Long imagined by science fiction writers. Oh, there we go. By seeing others, a hopelessly far-fetched, except for like Arthur C. Clarke and people like that who had an orbit named after him. The space elevator concept, also called a beanstalk, by the way, has advanced dramatically reach long with reach designs due to nanotubes. Using light, straight, strong material, it's feasible to talk of building a meter-wide ribbon that would start at a mobile ocean platform at the equator of West Ecuador and extend 62,000 miles up into space.
That's really long.
Yeah, an elevator could be made to attach to the ribbon ferry materials such as satellites, replacement parts, or even people up into space. The project could become a reality as soon as 15 years from now, experts say. Okay, fuck you. The United States could have that thing built in 4.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
They could probably have that thing built in a year if they had the right fucking motivation. But they don't. Technically, it's feasible, said Robert Casanova. Well, I never doubt anyone named Bob Casanova. Director of NASA Institute for Advanced Concepts. Wow. We're an advanced concept. There's nothing wrong with the physics. Well, that's good. That's good. I'm glad there's nothing wrong with the
straws
physics.
In the lunchroom.
We built this thing to protect an egg. Anyway.
Smokehouse says he thinks speech from the desk is clean, too. So there's another one.
Oh, speech from the desk?
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be.
Could be. Check it out. Just go to the FTP. All the things are on the FTP, ftp.rantradio.com.
We betcha. So if you want to download that stuff, meditation has a biological effect on the brain. This is very cool. The fact that there's actual measurable proof of meditation. This is kind of neat.
Very cool.
Scientists say they found evidence that meditation has a biological effect on the body. Small-scale studies suggest it could boost parts of the brain to the immune system. Meditation has been practiced since ancient times, mainly in the East. There's increasing evidence that meditation is useful. For some people, a powerful therapy is catching on worldwide as a means to reduce stress and to help with pain caused by various illnesses induced by stress. Researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison in the United States enrolled 41 people in a trial of so-called mindfulness meditation. It's a technique developed by some dude who I'm not going to talk about because I think it's a plug for his fucking meditation style. It really doesn't matter.
It's meditation. I meditate during the show, actually.
All meditation works, so fucking A. Now, this is some very cool stuff. I dub thee Goth. Scientists have developed the darkest substance on Earth. This is the fucking coolest shit ever.
It's so dark.
It is. British scientists have invented the darkest material on Earth. The super black coating was developed by researchers in the National Physical Laboratory of London. It could be revolutionized optical instruments because it reflects 10 to 20 times less light than black paint currently used to reduce unwanted reflections.
Blacker than black.
It's blacker than black. I call it black. That's why I wanted to call it goth. The key to this nickel phosphorus coating blackness is the surface is pitted with microscopic craters. Super black, it's called, is especially effective at absorbing light when it hits it at an angle. With the light source at right angles, coating reflects less than 0.35%. Black paint reflects about 2.5%.
It's black, y'all.
It's black, y'all. Now, the funny thing is, it's from this article. I got the guy's name and I got his email address. I searched the web and I sent him an email.
Nice.
And I said, hey, how about you name it Goth? That'd be really cool if you called it Goth. People would, like, get you huge airtime. If I get an answer back, I'll tell you what he says.
Because they probably haven't given it a common name yet. You know, they always give it the scientific name.
They should name it Gawk. How fucking rad would it be to name it Gawk? Yeah. That'd be rad.
Then if they find another one, you can name it Uber Goth or something.
Yeah, then they have, like, Goth.
Super Goth.
Goth squared. What do you got in feedback? Sim.
Feedback. So what we had at the beginning of the show when we tried to start the microphones.
Right.
Oh. Cool stuff. Smokehouse has been working overtime. I've been employing him for no money.
Of course, because he's our whipping bitch.
That's right, because I have no time, so Smokehouse does some little things here and there for the station, because he's uber cool. Because what's he going to do anyway? He's unemployable.
Yeah, right. Well, that's only because he's still tying to that fucking, you know, I'm like...
Well,
you
if know. He keeps up with that, nobody's going to hire him. Like,
yeah,
he's
if he keeps
get
on saying,
off his
can,
ass.
Can I get a job? No. Well, yeah, sure, come on down for the interview.
He put a shovel in his hands, he put him to work.
You know, I would come down to the interview, but my wheelchair has legs!
Do you have wheelchair accessible ramps?
Yeah. It's like, come on, you know.
Come on, Smokey. In the meantime.
Give it up, man. You're not crippled, all right?
In the meantime, he's boosting his resume with free Rant Radio stuff.
Oh, God, why do we bother? He's paying us for this shit. Okay, so.
He really
he done?
Anyway, he's done some awesome stuff. He's got on board a whole bunch of record labels. We're allowed to play 99% of our rotation now, pretty much. It's awesome.
Really?
Yes. The big one. He got Metropolis Records on board. Finally, they answered
the
email.
Of them.
Yes. They are the industrial record label. Yeah.
Fucking way to go,
like
Art.
KMFDM's under them. Like, everyone's under
them.
Oh. Yeah. They're the big ones.
We're allowed to play KMFDM now?
We can.
If we want to.
If we wanted to.
But we don't.
And in my bedroom, I can have all the KMFDM I want. Look, it's on MP3.
So suck my ass.
That's so funny.
That's very cool, though.
We also got a different drum, Cyberware, Alpha Matrix Records, Van Richter Records, Dependent Records, WT2 Records.
You're going crazy, guy.
Mento Materia Records. He's got emails flying out left and right. We're getting a whole bunch on board. So here's the link of all the artists and all the record labels that we support.
Nice.
So there you go.
Nice.
Nice, eh?
Nice. Very fucking cool. Hey, that's take an attaboy out of Petty Cash. And if you want to, like, fucking finally kill Smokehouse, you don't forget to contribute to Send a Cripple to Death Camp.
Exactly.
And because that's still on the go, where we're trying to get Smokehouse to Burning Man this year so we can leave him out in the desert to die.
And,
I'll
post the link to that in the halftime music. So
you betcha.
You can check that out.
What else we got?
Well, it's just about the stuff for halftime music. You got some stuff. I got some stuff. We're going to have a lot of stuff.
Oh, for the halftime music.
Yeah, because you put some stuff in there.
Oh, no, no. Oh, so, like, for the halftime music, I was just going to talk about that. No, not that. Okay. Oh, there's someone phoning. But we're not going to answer that, so fuck them.
No, we're not. We'll phone you back. Leave a message. That's what they're for.
Yeah.
You wanted Assemblage 23.
Yes.
Nice.
Blind Hammer. Yeah, that was...
new album. Fucking awesome.
Is it really good?
It's wicked. I burned it for Sean.
Yeah, it's very cool.
We're probably allowed to have it, so...
We're probably allowed to have it.
Legally making...
That was actually a request. No, that was a request. I got a request from me from my buddy Southpaw. Southpaw was listening to the station, and he said, yeah, I just logged in. I wound up listening for 4 hours.
That's
why we need bandwidth.
It does that. People tend to do that and leave it on, you know?
Yeah.
While they're working, while they're at home.
If you work in a place like a hospital... And you know that the tech heads at the hospital might like us?
Yeah.
Introduce us to the people at the hospital. Maybe we could use their bandwidth.
Yep.
It's all about...
Suck up to the admins in your workplace.
It's all about getting bandwidth. If you're a woman, sleep with people for bandwidth. Whore your body.
It's worth it.
So that we can get bandwidth.
Program radio across your chest. Take pictures of it. Send it in.
Yeah, you betcha. We need fucking bandwidth bad. I'm kind of past the whole, like, you know, one free kick at Smokehouse for every bit of bandwidth you get. Like, so we got Assemblage 23, Blind Hammer. What else do we have?
We got something called The Terrible Mr. Grimshaw, which was sent in... It was linked by somebody, 4 kilohertz. This is the name of the person. Very cool name.
This is that thing from Half-Life, right?
Yes, Counter-Strike. This is... It's announced as, dude, it's a guy playing Counter-Strike, and his friends recorded him and made a techno song from it. It's very funny.
Yeah, so while you're listening to the song, you'll be like, what is this? Okay, this is just that. They recorded a guy playing Counter-Strike. So we all play Counter-Strike and go like, oh, fuck!
God damn it!
Fuck! This is the funniest shit ever because it's mixed so good. It's mixed about as good as if Wiggle Puppy did it. He did an awesome job.
That's nice.
And so this got sent to us last show, and we listened to it.
We were just crying.
So you're in a real treat. We got Assemblage 23 and this piece of music, which is just sexy. It needs to be immortalized forever on the Sean Kennedy Show. And
one more.
One more thing. What do we got?
Oh, we got two more things, actually.
Oh, what?
We got a manipulated George Bush speech.
Nice.
It's very funny.
Okay, are we going to put that in the middle between the two songs?
I got it all. Yeah.
Queued up. You're good to go?
We're
okay.
All good to go. And the treat of the night, a new Porn on Beta song.
Oh, cool.
Called Hypocrite.
Oh, and this is the finished version.
This is 99% finished version.
Now, one thing that we're going to be doing is I've been thinking a lot about the new show intro, because we've had this one for a while, and I really, really like it.
It's awesome.
It's a really good one, but what I'd like to do is, because of the song Hypocrite, I've actually caught myself singing it a few times. If you wanted to try your hand at making a new Sean Kennedy Show intro, you could use this song as a background piece, and then base something around this song, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be kind of neat to use this song as an intro, because it'd be cool to have, because, you know, Sims band singing and everything, and plus it's kind of funny, because I am a hypocrite, so what the fuck?
And I'll be posting, like, the instrumental on the...
Anything you need,
on the Porn on Beta page.
Just
contact me, info@ramradio.com.
But I really like the intro we have, and I could probably be happy with that for the rest of my life, but if somebody gives me a really, really good one, I might convert.
So we like hard.
We like hard.
Militant.
If you want to put guns, if you want to put guns in there and make Sim sound really hard, feel crazy, like, make it sound like just completely as crazy as you want. That'd be really, really cool. Crazy hardcore. Crazy, crazy hardcore. Told you I was hardcore. Anyway.
And we've got another one if you want to put it in.
Sure, what is it?
It's a mix of Panthropy did a while back called Sheep Trees.
Oh, and we got to have the Sheep Trees in there, baby.
It's a remix of You.
Tight.
And it's odd. So it's very cool. I like it.
Fucking odd. Okay, good.
Panthropy.
So we got that coming up and all kinds of news coming up after this. So stay tuned, guys.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, and fellow citizens, every year, by law and by custom, we meet here to threaten the world. The American flag stands for corporate scandals, recession, stock market declines, blackmail, burning with hot irons, mutilation with electric drills, cutting out tongues, terror, mass murder, and rape. Our first goal is to show utter contempt for the environment. I have sent you a comprehensive energy plan to devastate communities, kill wildlife, and burn away millions of acres of treasured forests. government is taking unprecedented measures to protect our people and defend our homeland. We've posted more than 50 small men in airports, begun inoculating troops and first responders against hopelessness, and this year, for the first time, we must offer every child in America 3 nuclear missiles. To date, we have arrested or otherwise dealt with many key commanders of Al-Qaeda. They include a man who directed logistics and funding for the CIA, members of Congress, Vice President Cheney. One of them is found at the Department of Defense. One by one, the terrorists are learning we are building a culture to encourage international terrorism. Almost 3 months ago, the United Nations Security Council gave Saddam Hussein his final chance to disarm. U.S. intelligence indicates that Saddam Hussein had the materials to produce 3 liters of anthrax, enough doses to kill 5 children. The British government has learned that Saddam Hussein recently had an advanced nuclear weapon in his arsenal, even while inspectors were in his country. Our intelligence sources tell us that he has attempted to purchase 3 hydrogen-powered reactors and the western wall of the Pentagon. Saddam Hussein has not credibly explained these activities. The United States will ask the UN Security Council to consider Iraq's ongoing defiance of the world. Secretary of State Powell will plant information to incite fear about Iraq's links to terrorist groups. And tonight I have a message for the people of Iraq. Go home and die. Trusting in the sanity and restraint of the United States is not a strategy, and it is not an option. In all these efforts, however, America's purpose is more than to follow a process. It is to achieve a result. The end of the civilized world.
We'll be right back.
yourself.
Okay.
Okay. Seek solitude.
Truth, wonder, and ugliness.
Yes.
Truth, wonder, and ugliness.
Yes.
Frogs and cheese,
we seek solitude and when we find it.
Truth, wonder, and ugliness. God damn it, fuck! God damn it, God damn it, God damn it, fuck! God damn it, God damn it, God damn it, fuck! God damn it,
God damn it,
God damn it, motherfuck! God damn! God damn it, fuck! God damn!
God damn it, fucking Jesus!
God damn! God damn it, fuck! God, God!
Okay, I guess we're back on the air here. Now, I liked Hypocrite better, to be honest with you, but what happened there was that Sim said it was going to be Hypocrite, but it wasn't Hypocrite.
I fucked up.
He fucked up.
And I played the wrong one, too.
Everybody say Sim fucked up. Yeah, he fucked played up. The wrong one and everything. He was supposed to play Crystal, which, in fact, he should have played. No.
No, I accidentally started.
Anyway, on with further news. That was a big fuck up there. He played his new latest song. I like Hypocrite a lot, though. Maybe we'll play that at the end of the show tonight. And, of course, there was that really rockin'... That one there make a really good show intro too. That Counter-Strike thing. That's stop shooting at me.
Stop
I hate
shooting.
That. God damn it, motherfuck! I just love that shit. It's just so true, eh? You know, you play everyone. You play those games. You're just like fucking just shitting all over yourself. It's pretty. Fun.
I do that with Tetris.
Wow, that's really sad, man.
Like, God damn it.
I don't know. I can't really get that hard into Tetris. My wife kicks my ass at Tetris all the time. We're getting
She's
some really...
Player.
Yeah, we're getting really, really good fucking links here to people's, you know, already done Manson, L. Ron Hubbard mixes and
they're
stuff like
nuts.
That. So that's coming in. I'm really liking that. So... I am the voice inside your head. Oh, wow, that's really brutal. There's some really cool ones coming in.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm still seeing it in the IRC.
We've got a bunch of stuff that hasn't been put up yet, too, from old shows. So if you do one of an old show, don't worry. Like, that'll get put up.
Oh, yeah. Just send them in if you...
Send them in if you get an inspiration and you're like, oh, I got the best idea. Yeah, you know, if you ever want to do one, just do one. They're awesome. So very, very cool. Very, very cool. Into Illuminati news. What a good citizen. Are you a good citizen? Good citizens. Okay, stop doing that. Otherwise, I'm gonna not read, and I'm gonna like
look at the pretty pictures.
I'm gonna look at the pretty pictures. So stop that, you.
Okay,
I'll check it later.
It.
Okay, what a good citizen. Students are volunteering for drug testing. Yes, here's a link from CNN.
That's a good one.
Students at two Southern California high schools volunteered to be placed on the list for drug testing, giving them an excuse to say no if offered drugs. Giving them an excuse. To say no.
I'll be... I'm tested, so I better not take
I'm
them.
Sorry. I'm one of the fucking chosen. We're not interested in catching kids, explains James Boob.
No.
James Boob, the school's district assistant superintendent of business services. The school's fucking district is not superintendent of business services. We're interested in helping kids in our community. No, you're not, cocksucker. You're interested in business services. It's your fucking job. The district will assemble a list of volunteers and randomly pick an... A list of volunteers and randomly pick an as-yet undecided number of students to test each month. The program gives students a magic card they can pull out of their sleeve. Why don't they just say no with some kind of spine? Hey, sound
no
out like
kidding.
You why don't you just say no? Like, why don't you ask, like, some girl if she wants to have sex? And she'll say no pretty fucking fast. You don't need no excuse. Oh, no, I'm tested. According to the Nordhoff Parent Association, who the fuck is the Nordhoff Parent Association?
Interesting.
Who the fuck is that? Do a fucking Google search right now. I want to know who the fuck the Nordhoff Parent Association is.
I bet they do a lot of interesting things.
I bet you they do some funky shit over there. They can say no to those who try to persuade them to take drugs by telling them they might be tested and their parents will be informed if they test positive. Testing will be done by staff from the Ouija Valley High School Community Hospital. Like that.
Close, yeah.
Students will be tested for 8 substances, including alcohol. We're testing the kids for alcohol. How fucked is that? So who the hell is the Nordhoff Parent Association? We're out there.
Nothing incriminating here.
Oh, I see. Okay,
well,
this
is actually Ouija Unified School District, so...
Oh, wow. Okay, so we got a bunch of Ouija shit here.
Nordhoff High School. Okay, they're specifically to that high school.
Oh, so...
They're not a bigger organization.
Oh, so that's not misleading at all to, you know... They just create an association to back up their claims.
That's right. It's like making up two names and
Sean
making
Kennedy,
us bigger.
Sean Kennedy, internet guru, says Ring Radio rocks. You know, fuck. The hell, guy. Anyway, fuck. Ah!
Here we are!
Yeah, God damn it, motherfuck! Storms are coming. This is a killer link I got from Gobi. This scares the shit. You scare the shit out of me. Washington, February 7th, 2003. The Bush administration is preparing a bold, comprehensive sequel. Okay, anytime Bush does anything bold, it scares the shit out of me. Bush administration is preparing a bold, comprehensive sequel to the USA Patriot Act, because the first one was so fucking popular. Passed in the wake of September 11th, 2001, which will give the government a broad, sweeping new powers to increase domestic intelligence gathering, surveillance, and law enforcement's prerogatives, and simultaneously decrease judicial review and public access to information. If you didn't think the first Patriot Act was Gestapo enough, There's a new one. The Center for Public Integrity has obtained a draft dated January 9, 2003, that previously undisclosed legislation, making it available in full text. You can download it if you go to the link. It's 12 megs. The bill drafted...
That's a lot of text.
Yeah. The bill drafted by the staff of the Attorney General, John Ashcroft, is entitled, check this name out, the Domestic Security Enhancement Act of 2003. It has not officially been released by the Department of Justice, although rumors it's developed have circulated around the Capitol last few months under the name of Patriot Act 2 in legislation.
Coming to theaters near you.
Coming to your fucking bedroom window. We haven't heard anything from the Justice Department on the Patriot Act. House Judiciary Committee spokeswoman Jeff Lundgren told the Senate. They haven't shared their thoughts with us. Obviously, we'd be interested, but we haven't heard anything at this point. So we're going to deny everything. Whatever. Fuck off, guy.
So read up on that and inform your friends and neighbors of that.
You know, just... And if that's not enough, yes, how about some federal black ice? Soul Trance sent us in. The U.S. plans for cyber warfare. So the government's getting in. No, you can't train, but, you know, we're going to train all our troops to do it because it's weapons and terrorism. Washington, President Bush, wow, this guy gets around, has ordered a government to draw up guidelines for electronic attacks against enemy computer networks. Yeah, now that'll be some funny shit. You get some of these guys, what we did is we got them so that we can, you know, read their mail. Fuck off. I mean, can you imagine FBI script kiddies? That'll be the funniest shit ever. Like, seriously, the only way you're going to ever be able to get anybody... Hey, Bush, if you're tuned in, because I know he listens. If you're tuned in, the only way you're going to get anyone decent is to put me in charge of gathering a nation of fucking pissed off hackers.
Yeah. Okay? I'm just telling, don't open that can of worms.
And just let me pay them. Fucked. No. Let me pay them. I need $4,000 a man. If I can pay every single hacker who works for me $4,000 a month and give them a fucking badge, and I'm their oh shit phone number to go get them out of jail, that would rock. Fuck would I have a legion. Anyway, the Washington Post reported on Friday, Bush signed a directive in July ordering the government to develop for the first time, rules of deciding when and how the United States should penetrate and disrupt foreign countries' computer systems.
Penetrate.
Disrupt and invade. The newspaper said the secret national security directive had not been publicly disclosed until now, the newspaper reported. According to the report, cyber warfare rules were being prepared amid speculation that the Pentagon was considering some offensive computer operations against Iraq. They have computers?
Really?
Yeah, they've got the Camel 9000, I thought. Whatever. If the president decides to go to war over Baghdad's banned weapons program, whatever might happen in Iraq, you can be assured that all the appropriate approval mechanisms for cyber operations would be followed. Okay, well, that's pretty good. An administration official was quoted as saying... Quote, the administration official. Who the fuck's that? The official declined confirmation. The official declined to confirm or deny whether such planning was underway, the newspaper said. Fuck off. We won't confirm or deny it. So you'll confirm it. No, we don't. Are you talking to aliens? Well, of course not. Well, you just fucking confirmed that, didn't you? Fucking twit. Jesus Christ. Well, probably you. I can't confirm or deny that. Are you a woman? No. Okay, well, there we go.
We got something out of you.
Jesus Christ. And then there's the hypocrisy, the greatest luxury, reasonable standard. Do we got that? Do we have,
not handy.
Disposable heroes of hypocrisy?
Not handy, but I can get it.
Can you get it for the end of the show or no?
Do you want TV, Drug of a Nation?
I wouldn't mind having TV, Drug of a Nation, probably hypocrisy is the greatest luxury.
Okay.
That'd be a good one. But TV, Drug of a Nation, that's from... We met that guy. That was really cool, actually. He's part of a band called Spearhead now. We'll see if we can find that shit. During the Clinton... U.S. bioweapons hypocrisy. During the Clinton administration, the United States initiated a classified biodefense program with an Energy and Defense Department and the Central Intelligence Agency. The CIA built and tested a cluster bomb that could spread biological agents over a wide area. The Pentagon's Threat Reduction Agency built a bioweapons plant from commercially available materials in the disaster to demonstrate the ease of which such a project can be undertaken by terrorists in rogue states without raising suspicion. Okay, that's kind of a... See, we did this, we killed 15 people, and you never knew. The defense agency tried to genetically engineer more powerful anthrax to replace the Russian strain thought to be resistant to U.S. military vaccinations. The United States maintains that these programs are defensive. Defensive bioweapons. So if people invade, we just infect ourselves, and then they're fucked. Whatever. Claiming that in order to manufacture vaccines and develop defenses against biological attacks, researchers must first be able to produce the weapons. In the words of one official, the projects are fully consistent with the treaty. Okay, well, fully consistent with the treaty does not mean it's a good fucking idea. When you have to fall back on, I'm not breaking any rules, okay, that you got to work with the spirit of the treaty. What? Never mind.
What it was meant for.
Kind of a lost fucking cause there. Anyway, whatever. So, and just keeping with the whole, you know, volunteering for drug testing, hey, turn in your family for fun and profit. This is a link from Yerky. You can go get some spy software. I just came across a banner in the Opera, which said that to spy on the following people, spouse, children, employees, other, click here.
Other.
They sell software that will apparently monitor user activity. It logs things like instant messaging, conversation, web browsing, keystrokes monitoring, etc. Looks like all the data on iSpyNow software collects and stored to the company's own servers. I'd like to see their licensing agreement. No shit. Yeah.
Read up on that.
And how about using a computer to tell you when it's all right to nuke? Holy whopper!
Yeah.
Holy whopper war games much.
Fire now.
A holy fucking want to play a game much. Holy dog shit.
Greetings, Professor.
Everything. Yeah, no kidding, eh? The Pentagon's launched a fast track program to develop computers that would help decide when nuclear weapons might be used to destroy deep underground bunkers harboring weapons of mass destruction or other critical targets, documents show. The program, described in an unpublished Pentagon document obtained by the Times, seeks to design an array of high-speed computers that could take instructional or other data on a prospective underground target, calculate the amount of force needed to destroy it, then determine whether nuclear bunker buster would be required. In addition, the system, supplemented by a team of experts, experts on nuclear war. When assess the potential for killing nearby civilians and inflicting other collateral damage, including the spread of radioactive dust thrown into the air by a nuclear device and the dispersal of toxic chemicals from the weapons in the bunker. The $1.26 billion program is laid step in a little publicized campaign by some senior administration officials, members of Congress, and supporters in the defense community to press for a new generation of smaller nuclear weapons as an alternative to huge but obsolete strategic missiles of the Cold War.
Smaller, cuter ones.
Yes, we want a kinder, gentler nuclear fucking bomb.
Sir, the computer says fire.
Well, fuck, for God's sakes, fireman, fire. And how about this one? How's this one for a news headline just to fucking blow your goddamn mind, eh? Stalker uses GPS to follow a victim. Milwaukee Connie Adams found it impossible to escape her ex-boyfriend. Connie Adams needs to go to the Sean Kennedy Escape and Evasion School. He would follow her as she drove to work or ran errands. He would inexplicably pull up next to her at stoplights and once tried to run her off the highway, authorities said. When he showed up at the bar when she was visiting for the first time on a date, Adams began to suspect Paul Seidler wasn't operating on instinct alone. He wasn't. Seidler had installed a satellite tracking device in Adams' car, according to police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, 30 miles south of Milwaukee. He told him no matter where I went or what I did, he would know I was there. Adam testified at a recent court hearing. Police say Adams' case and several others across the country herald an incipient danger. High-tech stalking.
You better ban GPSs, then.
I mean, what about those of us who were raised when Pepe Le Pew was still on TV? Ah, when you miss me, it's only your perfume, my dear. Restraining others are like love letters to me. I'm serious, man. Like, fuck. Oh, no. You're not allowed to chase women. You know, fuck. I remember when it used to be called dating. Mind you, tracking a bitch with a GPS is a bit much.
Yeah, but it's not the way to go around.
I do it to my wife. Not because I don't trust her, just because, you know, I saw a breakdown and it really fucked with my head.
Must know where she is at all times.
And, of course, a patent scam. Not really a scare, more of a scam. It's online radio. How? Check this one out. Michael Rowe, proprietor of Small Radio IO webcasting station, got a surprise FedEx package this week containing notification he was violating patents owned by a company he'd never heard of.
Okay.
That's not uncommon in the technology world. The surprise was the scope of the claims to sender, a company called Arcadia Media Technologies, said it owned patents on the process of transmitting compressed audio or video online. One of the most basic multimedia technologies on the net. Rowe, who recently finished fighting an expensive legislative battle over copyright fees for the music on his station he plays, was flabbergasted. Acacia only wanted 0.75% of his review, but every bit hurts, was his point, he said. It's extortion, said Rowe. It's another example of someone seeking to extend patents from old technology to cover completely new technology. It's absurd. Of course it's absurd.
I have a high doubt that somebody has a patent on compressed audio and video online.
Yeah, well, apparently...
That's pretty broad.
Well, Acacia or Acadia or Ass Kissers or whoever the fuck they are say they do.
Well, maybe they better go after the people who made the technology that he's using rather than the end user. I'm not going to get fucked all out of him.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked. We're going to skip this one here.
Okay.
Okay, moving to the next one. We got, this is the new scariness, not the new hotness. This is the new scariness from Goobster. Now, I have no link, and normally when people send me a story that doesn't have a link, I would go, fuck you.
I'll find it in 2 seconds.
No, you won't. I tried that.
I'll find it.
All right, you go ahead and find that link, you big animal. New biometric ID cards may be needed to cross the
two
U.S.
2 seconds.
Did you get it?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Of course.
Well, that's pretty good. Okay, we got the link. New biometric ID cards may be needed to cross the U.S. border next year. Just a little bit on this. New national identity cards criticized by Canada's privacy commissioner. Does he actually have any power? As an invasion of privacy may be necessary to get the U.S. as soon as next year. The new cards, which will include biometric information such as fingerprints or eye scans, are among the issues to Immigrating Standards Committee is discussing at a hearing beginning on Monday in Toronto. That would be tonight. Canada's Minister of Immigration, Dennis Cockjaw, what's his name? Cotter?
Cotter.
He said, nice fuck, whatever. He said he favors such a card for Canadians because it would reduce the identity fraud and enhance security. For who, you fucking pogue? Iris scan, facial recognition, or fingerprints are unique to each of us and can be used to verify one's identity. He said, wow, did you make that up yourself? Mm. But a new law in the United States is another reason why the cards may be needed. Under the USA Patriot Act, under that fucking act, passed in the U.S. Congress after September 11, 2001 terrorist attack, all Canadian citizens and landed immigrants will need ID with either fingerprint or an eye scan to get into the U.S. This is in fucking law.
I've never had to do that.
No, because no one's ever read the fucking Patriot Act, which is the 1984 Act. So that's the new scariness. That's the shit you really got to be aware of, okay?
No kidding. I just won't go down.
Yeah, I guess we don't go to the States. Big shock.
Canada's a big place. Lots
to
visit.
Look at my chances of getting shot falling through the floor. Anyway. In cryptozoology news, a living mammoth cells discovered, a possible cloning project. Okay, that kind of scares me a little bit. Discovered in Russia last summer, well-preserved legs of a mammoth have yielded living cells that can be used for cloning projects similar to bringing the creature back. Just what we want. We want giant woolly wog mammoths.
Exactly.
We consider these cells conditionally alive. Consider these cells conditionally alive. Says Vladimir Ripin, who led the research team. The inner structure of these cells is undamaged. The team is reporting the discovery of subcutaneous cellular tissue containing living cells with intact nuclei. Japanese biologists hope to clone mammoths. No shit, the Japanese do. Oh, what the fuck?
We make small ones in your house.
We make big ones. We sell them. Make square ones. It'll be lots of fun. And then we go see Free Riri. What? Free Riri. Fuck this. We go see Die Hard. Anyway. If the nuclei contain intact DNA, then it could be possible. Repin says the cells are preserved after being extracted from the mammoth body. It happened last summer when an international paleontology expedition, wow, that sounds like a good time, eh? Discovered the mammoth legs, complete with muscle, skin, and reddish fur. Frozen.
And they went hot tubbing.
And they were like, wow, four legs! Anybody? No, that's fucking grim. Frozen in the soil, northern soil, the legs were washed out with a water jet, placed in a freezer, and transported to the Museum of Mammoth Yakuta. They should have put, to the Museum of Mammoth.
Museum of
Yakutia.
Where everything's big.
That's got to be a Japanese museum, man. That's fucking rad. Welcome to Museum of Mammoth. Speaking of Japanese, in the kit corner tonight, we have got this some fucking neat shit that came down. This is probably one of the coolest things. Holy Ghost in the Shell much, okay? Everyone who's seen Ghost in the Shell, you'll hit this link and you'll go, wow, that's from Ghost in the Shell. Like, that's the thing that was in Ghost in the Shell. That's exactly the thing that was. It's not even funny how much, like,
they've made it green.
Like,
of course,
Ghost
right?
in the fucking Shell much. The Japanese scientists have invented, get this, an invisibility cloak. This is some sexy ass shit. A Japanese scientist developed a coat which appears to make the wearer invisible. The illusion was part of a demonstration of optical camouflage technology at Tokyo University. The brainchild of Professor Japanese Guy, who is at the early stages of research he hopes will eventually make camouflage objects virtually transparent. The photograph was taken through a viewfinder that uses a combination of moving images taken behind the wearer to give the transparent effect. It's hoped the technology will be useful for surgeons frustrated with their own hands and surgical tools that block their view of operations and pilots who wish the cockpit floors were transparent for landings. Okay, that was
scary.
That'd be scary ass shit.
Oh, yeah.
And in other kit news, how about some cheap mogs for wogs? Yes, you too can buy yourself a Unimog for less than $6,000 U.S. Now, these ones here, the Germans use these as well. These are fucking some sexy shit. So if you got $6,000 and you're looking to buy a vehicle, these things are tied.
Nice.
Parts are expensive. Patrick Spencer.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, it's fucking... Yeah.
Big parts. Yeah. Not too many around.
Oh, yeah. But you can,
not many mechanics know to work
But they're
with.
Fucking cool. They're very cool.
Oh, yeah. I've seen a couple.
Oh, no. Oh,
what?
No.
You clicked on something.
I clicked on something. I clicked on it. Oh, not... Oh, did
no,
I...
No, you still got it.
Okay, we're good. Well, that was scary. So, into the media review, Alien Binary. As I mentioned in my email I sent both you and Sarah, you and Samarian about 23 seconds ago, I'm a double major at college. Well, good for you.
Basket and weaving.
Well, in order to fulfill my fuck we hack on people. In order
it's
to
just too easy. They can't fight back.
Whatever. Are you taking arts? In order to fulfill my requirements for both degrees, I have to take a contemporary theology class. Wow, that'll serve you well. Is this burger truly cooked? I'm reading a book right now called The Black Christ by Kelly Brown Douglas. It's an account of civil rights movements' effects on the church. Oh, that sounds like some riveting shit. And the movement to rid the Christian church of its inherent... What word is that?
It's supposed to be Anglo-centrism, probably.
I think it says here Anglo-centrism. I guess English is not one of his majors. Although, also, this is something you can read during my lunch break. My roommate went to an English translation of Enemy of the People by Henrik Ibsen, period. Ibsen was a philosopher and playwright who wrote the famous Welcome to the Dollhouse, a story of an enemy... The story of Enemy is about a doctor who discovers a health risk in the town's baths, which were attracting tourists as a result of trying to come forth with the information he's condemned. There are frightening parallels in the play to what is happening in the world right now. Yes, very, very true. Thank you, Alien Binary. So if anyone wants to check these books out, if you're smarter than I am, you want to check out The Black Christ by Kelly Brown Douglas. Very, very cool. And as well, Enemy of the People by Henrik Ibsen.
So somebody can get some links for those. Put them in the IRC.
Trotsky's Ghost, no doubt, will be fucking all over that shit. That sounds like the kind of stuff that those guys get together and talk about. Far too brainy for me. Thank you very much. Getting more into my sort of speed, I got these from Wagga War. You didn't get these links from me, and every man, woman, and child should have copies before reading the Total Information Awareness Act goes into full swing. Information awareness. Yeah, no kidding. This misspelled on purpose. How about these? There's some links for them. There's the Ranger Handbook, the Special Forces Operations Techniques. I can personally tell you that the contents of this book are what you would expect. I already have my copy. Special Forces Guerrilla Warfare Manual, very handy to have. Combat Leader's Field Grade, or pardon me, Combat Leader's Field Guide on my to-order list. Very, very cool books, and it's always handy to have these things kicking around. That way, if you so much as fucking stub your toe and yell at your neighbor when they search your house, you're as good as fucking dead. Also, we have one digital baptism tonight.
Ooh.
That is going to be for Napkin. Is now known as Fud Magnet. Yes, it's true. Napkin, welcome to the world
fear,
of...
Fear, uncertainty, and doubt.
That's right. You're here now. You're part of us. So, in closing tonight, once again, we need fucking bandwidth, guys. I know it's a short show, but there's some shit going on. So, just deal with it.
Because we don't have bandwidth.
Yeah, we got to keep the show short because of bandwidth. Seriously, guys, we need fucking bandwidth bad.
Yes, we do.
Okay, if you're going to school or college, you think you can get some where you can...
The more diverse we spread out the bandwidth, the less the ones that we're on
and that,
hate
us. This means you guys overseas, too. People are
downloading. Yeah, overseas. Great. We have lots of overseas listeners.
Yeah, and I know there's some universities in Australia that are into us. Anyone overseas, you don't have to be
Europe,
in this country, okay?
Asia, China.
If you're like, hey, I got a buddy of mine who's like lead hacksaw, and I think he might be into this shit.
Yeah,
like,
ask your friends for hookups, right? Just ask around.
If you need something first, say, well, why should we give them, we'll pimp their website. I don't care if it's for bandwidth.
We always thank people who give us bandwidth and anything.
Yeah,
we thank everyone.
Because we need that. Without bandwidth, we're fucked.
You wouldn't hear us.
Yeah, it would suck a lot. So, we're going to play, what do we got? Did we get that shit or what?
No, I couldn't find it. Like
really?
Like,
wow.
It's, like, nobody... Nobody
wow,
has
that's,
it. That's very sad, actually.
That's really sad. Well, I've got to
unless
put that
I'm spelling
on.
Heroes wrong, which I don't think I am.
Heroes of drug? What the hell are you doing?
Oh, because disposable is not coming up right. People are making mistakes and spelling errors.
Okay, well, why don't you
we'll
try
find it for next week, maybe.
Yeah, well,
I can't,
I'll bring... I have the CD.
Perfect.
I have the CD.
Perfect.
And what we'll do is, well, instead of doing that, we're going to play...
We're going to play Hypocrite.
Yeah, we'll play Hypocrite on the way out, and we're going to play, of course, Come Join Us, and so it'll be Come Join Us, Hypocrite, and then we're going to play that Counter-Strike song again, because that's too funny.
It is.
Alrighty, so we'll talk to you later, guys, and remember, where you come... Oh! I almost didn't read the IRC out again. Ooh, that was dangerous. I almost...
They got mad last week.
They got
fucking
really mad. Ooh. Okay, here we go. To the IRC. Who we got? 92. Okay, who we got? Caponex. Smokehouse, Snake, Pyro, Abadubi, African Love, Trillium, Minor Oil, Swiss 736, Angelica Wireless, Angelica Firestorm, Angry Monkey, Panther V, APOC, and Arviragus.
Arviragus.
As a Thought, Barcode, Bastard Guy, Blatt, Cerulean, Change Me, Cypher, Citizen, Steely Dan, Communist in the Can, Copper Top Guy, 23, Curious, Jill, Delusion, Droopy, Drop Tech, Doobster, Earth, Scum, Fester, Roll, Fester for Roll Call, Boz, Bud Magnet, Giraffe, G Super Chicken, Hero Killer, K16, Night School, Cataf, Terry, Kaizal, Kello, Kexler, Kindling Boy, Lentium, Linto, Linux Chick, Lizard King, Who Can Do Anything, Loser, Mick J, who's the shit, Misconduct, Neuralized, Paladin, Pretender, Australia, get some bandwidth on Australia, Pretender.
Yeah.
Propadoodle, Ratfucker, Ratspoon, Ricky Rocket, Rose, Soul Raver, Shade, Shadow Doom, Shag, Sir Dork, Sith 001, AK Mr. Ants, Sold Out, Southpaw Samurai, Woodley, Starberry, Stats, Symphil, Tau Cheese, The Bug, Transistor, Trauma, Trotsky, Zill, Turmo, Turnspike, Up, Use a Worm, No Vampire This Morning, Wi-Fi Girl, Wiggle Puppy, Whopper, Yerky, Zero Sum, Zertroy, Soul Trance, Tedious Species, Lieutenant Ranger Zombie, and King Zack. So there we go. That's everyone who has managed to show up for the show tonight. Thank you so much for coming out. Oh, use a worm. Network worm equals bandwidth.
Oh, and if Rant Radio is being broadcast over these wormed bandwidth things, I think they kind of trace it back. Oh, what is this? Oh, it's Rant Radio being broadcast.
Ooh.
Yeah. Traceable.
Yeah, we'll get killed. Yeah,
That's probably worse.
We'll get killed. D-Day Species. Sorry. Okay, I missed you. All right. Never mind. Did I miss him?
I don't know. I guess so. Well, he said his name again. Oh, well. Not the first time.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. So, good to know.
Good to see you here, everyone.
Where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to, we're never there. Where you are ain't no good unless you got bandwidth.
So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you've found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. Well, I heard you were looking for a place to fit in, for all that other people want to say what you give. A family is a new and called brethren. Come join us. All we wanna do is change your mind. All you need to do is close your eyes. Come join us. Come join us. Don't you see how it's all about the morning? And they just like
desire, a sense of timing I seem to lack. When I dance around you, it feels like two left feet falling. I can't keep a straight face when I lie to you anymore. Look me in the eyes now, speak the truth.
I'm a hypocrite.
Thank you.
Fucking playing with any of you anymore.